This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
How do you stay focused on that? I mean, it's one thing to be positive. We also have to be, you know, you and I talked last. I said I'd gone through a year being brutally honest with myself to really understand how to fix things and how to be really make the most impact. And that's hard to do sometimes too. But how do you pull these resources together and stay positive and keep this drive and have this kind of ongoing larger than life mission? And you do have it. You can hear it in your voice and with the kinds of people and the kinds of things that you're doing. What drives you for that?
So I believe that I have the ultimate power to create destination and to create what's possible on this earth. I think so many people, they turn their power over to whether it is a religion. Like I was born in a church, and I wouldn't say as religious per se, but I believe that God made us in his image. So if he made us in his image, he's all powerful. And so it's creative on how I can go out there and make so much impact when I believe it, and then other people don't believe it and they can't do it. And so we have so much. I mean, think about it. We have two legs, two arms, we have a brain, we have cars, we have planes, we have so much in America, and I don't see so many of our leaders utilize everything. Like, I go into companies now and I'm talking to them about economic development and about how they're recruiting for their employment. And these companies, like, some of them are massive, and they're recruiting people out of college. They're not going into the colleges and building the next gen. They're just recruiting. So they're spending 10 times more money actually doing what they're doing right now versus spending a little more money up front because they're public or because their owners don't get the value of building the next generation of employees, and they're spending 10 times as much easily. You know, some companies are spending, I mean, to onboard an employee at Walmart, I just heard the number was about $5,000. So if you onboard an employee at Walmart and he leaves after a year, you spend another $5,000. Why not give him a bonus if he stays 18 months of $2,000? Why not after another 18 months, give him another bonus of $3,000? You know, I mean, why not incentivize people and build people? But a lot of time they don't do enough training. They don't. Number one, they're not recruiting because they're not recruiting right, or they're not hiring right, and which means they have to fire them or they leave. And so a lot of people don't believe in a vision or purpose anymore. A lot of people just need a job per se, versus get to have a job. They're going after the mindset of, I need a job. I need to pay for bills. I'm stuck in this, and they don't understand the value.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.